Are you a new parent struggling with an infant who doesn't seem to sleep more than a few hours at a time? Are you sleep deprived with a toddler who seems to wake up several times each night? Don't spend another day feeling frustrated and exhausted. As many as 69% of infants, babies, and children are not getting adequate sleep. Erica Desper with Confident Parenting has helped many families in the Philadelphia area get the one thing they need most, a good night's sleep. She can create a step-by-step personalized plan that suits your parenting style and your child's personality. Erica will help you address the foundations of sleep, such as timing, routines, and sleep environment, and she'll give you a range of options for reshaping your child's sleep habits. She teaches parents to help their little ones fall asleep and stay asleep more independently. Erica has been there as a mom herself and knows that sleep problems are way more than whether or not to let a baby cry it out. She has an early childhood education degree and a certificate from the Gentle Sleep Coach Program. You could not ask for a more educated and compassionate parent to help you with your child's sleep concerns. Call Erica at 610-331-8175 or go to her website at beaconfidentparent.com. Welcome to Perspectives on Parenting. I'm Julia Sherwin. You're listening to WCHE 1520 AM or streaming online at WCHE1520.com. I do have a quick announcement to make before I begin today's show. This weekend on Saturday, October the 10th, the Pope John Paul Kids Outgrown Sale will be held. That's located at 2875 Manor Road in West Brandywine. This is from 9 a.m. to noon. If you're looking for some winter and fall clothes for your children, definitely come and check out this sale. Lots of good stuff. So on to today's show. My guest will offer a lot of information, so I really suggest that you sit down for the next half hour and take in this program. I have with me Heather Turner. She founded her firm, the Law Office of Heather L. Turner, LLC, to serve the needs of families looking for peace of mind when it comes to estate planning. Through her work as a lawyer and former teacher, Heather brings a knowledgeable and gentle approach to the often overwhelming process of estate planning. Welcome to the show, Heather.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you, because this kind of legal stuff and financial stuff, it's very daunting to me. I mean, these are topics that are so important for families, yet we don't always know what to do. What are probably like the most important documents that a family should have?
Well, first, just so you know, you are in the majority. You're not in the minority, so nothing to feel bad about. Most people don't know what to do and are intimidated by what to do, which is, I think, the major reason why many people don't have an estate plan. And so part of what I try to do is make that whole process less intimidating and stress-free and friendly. And so I offer families what I like to call a family package. So it encompasses the basic documents that they need, and they walk away protected, fully protected. And the first document, of course, is a will. And that will, if you're a couple, you get, each of your own wills. If you're single, you get one will. But that will encompasses many things that, if you don't have the will, the state will choose for you. And those are things like the executor. So who is going to conduct your affairs when you're not here? Who's going to sell all your property, plan your funeral, disperse your assets, take care of wrapping up your life when you're not here? You will choose that. The will also talks about, if you have children, who is going to be the guardian, which I think is a
hugely important. Right.
You are choosing who is going to be the parent if you and your partner are both not here. And you certainly, in my opinion, don't want the state to kind of step in and be making those choices for you. They don't know your family. It can lead to arguments amongst
Absolutely,
the family.
Right.
And so you, as the parent, know what is best. So you should choose within that will.
Sure. Don't they say that deaths bring out the worst in families, certainly?
Well, and weddings.
Right, and weddings. So just for those of us who may have heard these terms mm-hmm. thrown around a lot, estate planning, will, wills. Does estate planning cover, is that the whole umbrella when you're talking about wills?
That's right. It's the whole umbrella. It's estate planning law, and it encompasses the wills, powers of attorney, living wills, trusts, probate, which is what happens after you pass. Another important part of that will is not only the guardian, but people also sometimes don't realize that you're also assigning the person who is going to be in charge of the money for the children. So that's the trustee. And so, again, you want to be the person to choose the trustee. And many times within a will, when you have minor children, you have a trust. And so if you and your partner both pass, that trust, which is not alive until you both pass, comes alive. And you get to lay out the terms of that trust in the will.
Okay.
And so you decide, you know, you can decide sort of how the money will be used, when the trust will end, you know, how it can be divvied out amongst the children. And so if without a will, if, you know, God forbid you both pass, you won't have a say in how the money's going to be used or who is going to monitor that money.
If that brings about my next question, what I'm really curious about, mm-hmm. what about parents who are not married?
Mm-hmm.
What happens there? Is that essentially a different scenario for those who have, you know, the marriage document?
That they're it is a little bit different. If you're divorced, let's say, and one parent passes, when that parent passes, the custody agreement also dies with the parent. So the other parent, who is the biological parent, will become the custodial, the parent all of the time, okay. Unless they're unfit. If they're unfit, then somebody can come forward and petition to be guardian. And that's why it's a good idea for you to have a will where you say who that would be.
What about for maybe a cohabitating couple who have children?
Well,
not married.
It is a little tricky.
Okay.
Well, it's tax-wise, it's not a great thing. But
okay.
If you know, it's really more with the children about biological. So whoever's the biological
okay.
parent will still be the parent. But in Pennsylvania, unfortunately, there is no common law marriage. So by the eyes of the law, they're not married. So when you're married to somebody and one person passes, you know, the tax rate is zero in Pennsylvania. But if you're not married, it's 15%.
Oh, so
yeah.
You really get dinged.
You get dinged. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not saying that's the reason to get married.
Exactly,
but
right. No,
it
this
will.
Is personal
yeah.
choice, of
that's
course.
That's right. But the kids themselves, yes, will be able to be, of course, with the biological parent who's left.
Sure.
And in addition to the will, you know, the will protects property and families after you pass. But while you're alive, everybody needs to have a health care and financial powers of attorney. And so what happens there is if you are ever unable to conduct your own affairs, you elect somebody to do it for you.
Is that what is also known as a living will?
That's a little bit different.
Okay. I'm getting ahead of myself.
That's
sorry
okay.
about
That's
that.
That's all right. So the power of attorney, of course, you know, you would elect your partner, your spouse first, but you want to have a backup. And a power of attorney can come into play, yes, many times it comes into play if you're disabled or you're in an accident or you're older and you need some help, but you could be out of the country. It could be military and you need somebody to be here to pay your bills. And without that power of attorney, nobody will be able to get into your account.
Right.
And that also applies for health care as well. The doctors, you know, want to be able to talk to somebody about decisions on your behalf, and so you elect somebody in those powers of attorney. The living will is a little different. A living will is something where you, and it's also part of that family package, where you lay out your wishes should you be in a permanent unconscious state. So if you are considered permanently unconscious, you are then laying out what your wishes are, whether or not you want extraordinary measures, whether you don't, which ones you'd like to have. And again, you elect people to carry out your wishes. And so if you're unable to do so, it's, you know, you should have a document that expresses what you desire.
Wow, never an easy conversation, I can only imagine. We're going to actually take our first quick commercial break here. We're speaking with Heather Turner about those important legal documents that all families really need to consider. We'll be right back with more perspectives on parenting. Take a look at the rooms in your home. Do you notice a theme you don't like? Maybe it's a cluttered office, a playroom without an obvious location for all the toys, or a laundry room that's barely functional. Have you considered contacting a professional organizer? Annie Kilbride is a professional organizer who can help you manage the chaos that so many families face. She decided to take her organizational skills to create Life Simplified. Annie works one-on-one with her clients to help them make sense of the belongings in their homes. She's helped people prepare their homes for sale. She also teaches organizing classes to various groups in the area, and Annie continually learns more as a member of the National Association of Professional Organizers. You can reach Annie at 215-908-2869 to book a free 30-minute initial consultation or a 2, 4, or 6 hour organizing session in the comfort of your home. You can also check out her website at lifesimplifiedpo.com. Stop the chaos now and make your life simplified. The Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, if every 8-year-old in the world was taught meditation, we would eliminate violence from the world within one generation. Ask the staff at Beanie Yogini how yoga can help your child with ADHD, asthma, early reading, improving grades, peer pressure, self-esteem and confidence, managing weight, and balancing mood swings. At Beanie Yogini Kids Yoga in Malvern, they build strong bodies and minds. For a full selection of classes for kids ages 3 to 15 years old, visit them online at www.beanieyogini.com or call them at 610-601-4334.
You're listening to Perspectives on Parenting on 1520 WCHE.
Welcome back. I'm Julia Sherwin, speaking here with attorney Heather Turner about estate planning, wills, living wills, probate, all these legal terms that may kind of make your stomach turn a little bit if you don't know what you're doing. But she's here to break it down for us and to make all this a little bit simpler. It's so important for families.
It is.
We were just talking on the break about some, you know, if you don't update your things like your insurance, life insurance beneficiary.
That's right. I always say that an estate plan is like car insurance or health insurance. You know, you hope not to have a car accident, but you have the car insurance in case.
Right.
And an estate plan is like that. You will use it, hopefully not for a long time, but it's really an important and necessary insurance.
Of course.
Like these other insurances we have. And like I was saying, if you don't make these decisions for yourself, everybody has a will. It's just whether you make it or the state provides really what will happen for you. And in addition to that, the will encompasses certain property. But outside of the will, people have retirement accounts and life insurance. And those types of property are, you know, by beneficiary. They're given away by beneficiary should you pass. And so part of what I do is I go through with my clients how to designate those beneficiaries, because if it's wrong, then it's wrong and you pass. And sometimes what happens is you're young and you have a job and you start working and you're not married, so you put your sister, your mother, whoever.
Right.
And when you then get married, if you forget to change that beneficiary and, you know, pass away, whoever is the beneficiary is going to receive those assets.
Sure.
Same as life insurance. If you, you know, have a beneficiary on your life insurance, whoever that should be at one point, and you don't change it, it is there. It is a gift to them. You've now given them that money. So it's really important to review those things as your life changes, as you marry, as you have children, as people pass away. As your life changes, to update those beneficiaries. And sometimes people have jobs, you know, from the past that they haven't really looked at because they've started a new job or they're two jobs later. And so, you know, we kind of go through and I ask people to make a list of all, you know, their retirement accounts that they have and, you know, look them up. Look up on the internet how those beneficiaries are and are they what you want them to be? Because if not, it could be a problem.
Because that job you got when you were in your 20s.
That's right.
You may not have that job anymore, but you have that retirement account somewhere, and it's out there, and who knows who you put on that
that's
form.
That's right. And you may That's right. And you may also, you know, want to roll it over into the new new retirement account. So, you know, we go through all of that to make sure that it says what it's supposed to say.
Sure.
And so if you create a will and the will itself has that trust in it for the children, you can designate those beneficiary, you know, you can designate the trust as the beneficiary. And so, you know, if you could have your spouse as the first beneficiary, but as the contingent, the second beneficiary, you can name that trust. And so that ensures that
they'll be taken care of later.
That's right, that money will go into that trust if you and your partner aren't here. And they will, yes, the money will be in there for the children, and that your will is outlining how that trust will be used.
So under your expertise of estate planning, mm-hmm. When should they start thinking about this? Is this like you get married, you have that marriage certificate, bam, go do this? Is this something that any single person should do, or is this something really that the birth of a child kind of prompts this?
Well, whether you're married or single, I think any time you buy real estate, you should absolutely, you know, get a will. A real estate is probably people's most valuable asset. It's worth, we spend a lot of money, and so you want that asset, which goes through your will, to, you know, be given to the person that of your choosing. So once you buy, whether, you know, sometimes we buy something before we're even married. So once you buy that real estate, you really should have a will.
Okay.
And then, of course, once you're married, yes, you should get an evaluation so that you can create a will, change these beneficiaries, create a power of attorney, and so your partner knows your wishes, things that, you know, are important to you. And then, of course, once you have a child, absolutely, so that you can assign that guardian, the parent, if something happens, you can assign that trustee. You can make sure that the trust within the will says what you want.
So are there two main, like, key ingredients here, documents, are the will and the power of attorney? They're like the...
They are. The power of attorney, there's two types. There's financial and health care.
Okay.
So you have your financial and then your durable health care.
Okay.
So it's two powers of attorney. And then you have your living will.
Okay.
And then I also offer parents a temporary guardianship. And that applies if the parents are both alive, but for whatever reason, neither can serve as the parent for a short period of time, you bring somebody in temporarily. You assign somebody temporarily.
Okay.
And so that's the four basic documents that I offer a family. If you don't have any children, then you get the three documents just minus the temporary guardianship.
Sure, sure. That makes perfect sense. My producer's telling me this time's going so fast because I'm learning so much in the process. But we do have to take another quick commercial break here. We'll be back with more perspectives on parenting. In your busy household, I bet the last thing you want to consider is taking on a major home improvement project alone. If you're looking to finish your basement, remodel or update your kitchen or bathroom, or even add a deck to your home for outdoor entertaining, you should talk to my friend Juan Baez with Baez Home Improvement. Baez Home Improvement specializes in custom interior and exterior renovations and has a 10-year reputation serving Chester County. You won't find this level of personalized service at any of the big box home improvement stores. Juan and his team members will go to the store with you to help you choose exactly what you need to create and complete the vision you have. From tile to cabinets, they know every detail matters. Even if you're just looking to organize a playroom or library with some built-in shelves, Baez Home Improvement should be your choice. I've seen his work and I've read the testimonials from his customers. Frank from Westchester says, Juan does great work. His team is terrific. We have had him do work on numerous rooms in our home as well as redo our deck, and we couldn't be happier. You can reach Juan or a member of his team at 484-880-9992 or at www.baezhomeimprovements.com.
Westchester Athletics.
Moriarty drops back, looks left side, fires, and has Tim Brown with the reception. Makes a man miss to the five. Brown to the goal line, trucks through a man as he walks in for the touchdown.
High school athletics.
Roberts has it, rolls to his left. He's looking. Plenty of time. He's going to roll back to his right, throwing into the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Westchester East.
The sports chatter of Chester County.
Steve Mason, the great goaltender for the Philadelphia Flyers.
When you look at a group of goaltenders that are on the top echelon, they're playing the 60-plus games, and that's exactly what I expect from myself.
This is your home for Chester County sports. 1520 WCHE.
Welcome back. I'm speaking with Heather Turner of the Law Offices of Heather L. Turner, LLC. That LLC is a very important designation. I have a lot of friends who went to law school, so for those of you out there who don't know it, it's a distinction that you have masters in.
No, that's an LLM.
Oh, LLM, that's right.
LLC
okay.
is just...
It means limited liability.
Yeah,
Got it. Okay,
no,
you've got your own business. You're doing this. You're a one-woman show, and you're doing this to help families, really. And you say you offer these four basic documents.
That's right.
Walk us through that. What does that look like? If I wanted to come in, do you meet with families in their homes, or do you...
So my process works like this. I offer first a free phone consultation. So people call, we kind of talk, we get to know each other, I hear what their needs are, and then we make an appointment. But prior to meeting, I send people a list of everything we're going to talk about. So people are aware of how the meeting's going to go, what to think about, papers to bring, discussions to have with their partner, things like that. I meet with people either in my office, which is in Narberth, Pennsylvania, or I meet with people in their home during the day or in the evening sometimes, because it's more convenient for people to do that. Our meeting lasts about an hour, maybe hour and a half. I go through with them a questionnaire that follows the paper that I sent them. So the list that I sent them follows the questionnaire, and we go through everything that about their property, with the kids, the powers of attorney, the trust, the living will, everything. And then I go back to my office and prepare the documents. We meet again to review everything, make changes, and then we sign the documents. I get them notarized by my notary, and then everybody's good to go. We also, while we're speaking, we also talk about many times people have what we call, precious items that they want to make sure go
yes.
to certain people.
Something I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah,
yes, I have two daughters. How do I divvy up jewelry? How do I do that?
Well, that's your choice.
I know.
But, many times people do want to be able to say, hey, this very special table goes to this person.
Right.
And you can do that in a will, but you can also do that in what we call a memorandum. And so a memorandum is like a list of instructions where you can say, hey, this special pen goes to X, Y, and Z,
right.
or whoever. The beauty of the memo is that you can change it whenever you want to, but you keep it with the will, in the folder with the will, and the will itself says, I've possibly written this memo. If my executor finds it, please follow it. If not, then this is how I'm going to divvy up the property. But I think part of the estate planning process, which is important to people, is being able to, give their special items to whomever they choose.
Right. No, that makes absolute sense. So for a couple of hours and maybe a little bit of digging through paperwork, you're going to save your family a lot of hassles in the future. How many people would you say, if you could pull a percentage out of your head, a percentage of the population that don't have these important documents?
I would say probably at least a third to 50%.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really, it's a big number. And that's part of the reason that I focus my practice on estate planning, because even in my own community, when my kids were younger and I would go to playgroups and parties and this subject would come up, at least a third to 50% of the other people in the room would say, I don't have an estate plan, I don't have a will, I'm nervous. And, I saw the need in my own community. And so that's what made me say, oh, well, I'm not going to focus on, other areas of law. I'm only going to focus on this. And I make the process stress-free. And that's the key, I think, to...
Parents need that.
I agree.
We have enough stressors and enough...
That is the truth. And I make it friendly. And right. I make sure that when people leave, they're knowledgeable about their estate plan. They know what it says. And they're confident that it's, you know, their property is protected, their children are protected, and they're protected.
That's fabulous. I do want to mention that local aspect. You received your law degree from Widener University School of Law, and you have a master's in education from Drexel University. So you are very much at home in the Delaware Valley.
Right.
You know, of course, we broadcast here from Chester County, but...
I have clients out here at Westchester, too.
And any county. So can you, you know, tell our listeners... You know, if you have any upcoming speaking events or how they can get in touch with you.
Okay. You can get in touch with me by simply calling, which is 610-761-6363, or on my website, which is hturner, T-U-R-N-E-R, at heatherturnerlaw.com in Narberth. And I am available pretty much all of the time. I answer. If you call, you will get me.
Okay, great. And so, you have a Facebook page here that, you know, I link to my Perspectives on Parenting Facebook page. It's Law Office of Heather L. Turner. And you do talk about, you educate the community. And
I
you have
do.
Some upcoming speaking events
I
as well.
I speak at a lot of moms groups. I just spoke at our local library. I am sponsoring the Colby Fun event coming up.
Rhythm and Bruise.
That's
I will
right.
be there. Wonderful.
And, you know, if you have a moms group, some of the moms clubs with the National Moms Clubs group.
Yes, I was a member. I was the president of the Coatesville.
Oh,
yes.
See, I spoke at the Havertown one and the Drexel Hill. I'm more than happy to come out and speak to your moms and answer any questions.
Thank you so much for being with us. You're listening to Perspectives on Parenting. Until next week, happy parenting.